This morning, I want to talk to you about Mary and Martha.
今天我们来谈一下马大跟玛利亚。
You have heard of them, no doubt, many times.
这个记事或者是信息你听过好多次了。
But I think there's a lesson in this.
那这里面总是有一些对我们可以学的
教训。Maybe particularly for women.
特别是姊妹们、妇女们。
It's in Luke, the 10th chapter.
在路加福音的第十章。
And the 38th verse we start at.
Give them some time to open the Bible. 好，请你打开路加福音第十章，我们要从38到40节哈，请你打开你的圣经啊，路加第十章38到40节。
Okay. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house.
耶稣跟他的门徒呢走进了一个村庄，然后呢有一个女人出来迎接他。
And she had a sister called Mary.
那这个女人呢，她有一个妹子叫玛利亚。
Who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words.
她听耶稣讲到的时候是坐在他的脚下听的。
But Mary was distracted.
但是呢，这个时候马大他心里面有一点分心了，有点杂乱。
With much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone?"
我们看到这个情况哈，玛利亚坐在耶稣脚前听得很入神的时候，突然间马大进来说：“我侍候的事情那么多，难道你不差我的妹妹让我留下我一个人吗
？”Therefore, tell her.To help me.
意思是说求救了求助了为什么我妹子没有来帮我呢
Now this is a situation that I never liked when it happened in my life.
那这种情况呢在我的生命里面啊，也有一些时候有这样的
发生的事情 What I mean by that is when I was sitting in a group and I remember this at the old church that we were in a woman came overFor her husband was sitting there with us.
在我的记忆中，我过去的经验中也有这样的情况发生哈。那我在讲到时候，那我这个会众里面突然间有一个姊妹冲进来
，and she just began to tear him down.
那针对着她的丈夫开始骂她。
I felt so bad, so troubled about that.
那时候我心里面就很难过了。
So it's not easy when someone comes.And in front of everyone, tells something that really isn't what we should be telling.
我身为一个在那边讲道的人，然后有人在这个当中呢听我讲道，突然有一个人进来指着她的丈夫一直骂，那这个对我来讲是心里很难过。
Now you know Mary and Martha, along with their brother Lazarus that was raised from the dead.
那我们讲到这个马大、玛利亚呢，她有一个弟弟叫做拿撒勒。刘磊，帮我一下，叫做
拿撒路，
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 我觉得不对吧？想不出拿撒路，对呀。
There were two. They were two. Bethany.
那他们是住在一个叫做伯大尼的地方。
And so you can easily imagine that Martha wanted everything perfect when Jesus came to visit.
你可以想象这个马大呢，他就是很喜欢什么事情都做得很完美的人。
But we see that Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard him, so we're introduced to Mary and Martha in different ways.
那在这里看着三个不同的，就是这个马大这样，然后玛利亚坐在那里呢，让我们就看到说他们有些不同的让我们可以认识到的地方。
So we see Martha was the type that wanted everything just right.
你可以发现这个马大呢，他什么事都想把它做得很好。
But Mary was looking forward for something else. She wanted to hear his teaching.
那是这个玛利亚呢，却只有一件事。马大有很多事，那他却只有一件事，很想听耶稣讲道。
Now I don't think that Mary was lazy.
那我不认为玛利亚是一个懒惰的人。
I'm sure that Mary, before Jesus came, the two of them worked very hard cleaning the house, getting everything ready, fixing the meal.
我可以想象，也可以确定说，在他们还没有来以前，其实呢，他们就已经一起在准备了。
But you see, she had something she wanted very much. She wanted to hear the teaching of Jesus.
那 刚才他讲的这个哈，我们可以确定说他实际上知道耶稣要来哈，那他们已经准备了。但是当耶稣来的时候，玛利亚的专注点就只有在耶稣要讲的道上面。
Actually, this was very well. This is something that they did in that day when they wanted to hear a scholar teaching them.
在当时候的背景呢，如果你要听到一个啊，就是比较有学术性的或者有就是有权威的啊讲解事情的话，这他们的一个习惯，就坐在脚前。
We see that Paul said, "I sat at the feet of Gamaliel, which was a great teacher, which showed he was a student of Gamaliel."
那圣经上形容说保罗是在是谁的学生呢？叫做基利加的
加马列，加马列。
加对在他的加马列的这个学生哈，是他那个在那个基利加那个大树的这个加马列这个哲学家的这个门下。那这个门下在英文是用脚下。跟刚才那个玛利亚在脚下是一样的。
But it explains something here. It said Mary was distracted with much serving.
那这个玛利亚对于这个准备他们事后要吃饭这些东西呢，她就不再用心了。
You see, Martha never did anything wrong in working hard for Jesus.
等于说呢，其实马大呢，他事实上没有做错什么事情。
That was good. That's what a good hostess would do.
他所做的都是好事，都是对的事。
Her problem was this.
问题在哪里呢？
That she became distracted with much service.
他把这个重点分心了，就是他本来最重要的是听到，结果他分心了。
So what do we mean by distracted?
什么叫做分心了呢？
She was unable to concentrate or give attention to Jesus.
没有办法专注在今天的主角，就是耶稣的身上。
This is something we have to watch as we work for the Lord.
这个我们要小心哈，当我们在服侍神的时候啊，我们要小心。
Sometimes people who are serving the Lord, they become crabby and irritable in their service for the Lord.
有时候一面在服侍呢，一面呢心里就烦躁起来了。
Because you see, it's easy to criticize those that they feel aren't doing that much for the Lord.
那一烦躁呢，就开始暴躁，就想要去批评这些旁边没有在做的人。
See, Mary's thinking was, if the work gets done, isn't that all that needs to be done? But Martha. Martha's spirit said, if the work is done, isn't that all that's needed?
那对马大来讲，把这些事都准备好，等一下顺利的大家吃东西，不是应该做的吗？
But the Mary spirit asked whether Jesus is well pleased with the way we're doing things.
Mary?
Yes, the Mary spirit.
Oh, Mary spirit, okay, 好。那么这个玛利亚的，她的那个重点在哪里呢？我们的重点在耶稣，所以让耶稣觉得很欣慰，这个是必要的。
You see, all that we have, what we do,should be in his name and by his spirit, or nothing is done really.
所以呢，我们如果所谓说我在服侍主的话，哈，那应该是有没有合神合主的心意，有没有让他高兴，这个才是真的说我们做了服侍。如果不是这样的话，以外所做的，啊，妈咪刚才说呢，都不称为是服侍主。
Because you see, it can't be blessed of God.
那如果是这样的话，我们怎么蒙神赐福呢？
So then we see how Jesus replied to Martha.
那我们来看一看这个耶稣对马大怎么说。
And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which will not be taken away from her.
41到42节哈。耶稣很感叹地说，马大马大，你为许多的事思虑烦躁烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
You see, the way Jesus spoke to her, I believe it was in a sense of love in his voice. He said, Martha, did good. You wanted to serve Jesus, but she had not really added the one thing that's necessary, and that's the desire to sit with Jesus.
我们几乎可以听到耶稣那里面那种关注爱他的一种感叹，说马大马大， 到现在我进来了，你都还没有过来听我讲什么，一直在忙，有点像这样在感叹。
What he's saying here is that we can be so distracted by everything that we don't take time to sit before Jesus. We don't take time to go before him to have our hearts refreshed.
如果应用到我们的生活上呢，可以说呢，我们想服侍主，但是呢，我们可以做很多其他的事情，以至于让我们分心，没有把这个重点放在我们要服侍的主的身上。
John Wesley's mother,you probably don't know John Wesley, but he was a great reformer that really reformed it, but with the Lord's help, England. But his mother had 21 children.
约翰·威斯里呢是一个在当代很有名的，是英国黎明复兴的一个很举重也一个很重要的人物哈。他的妈妈有二十一个孩子。
Now I don't know how many lived.
那后来是活了几个，我没有去注意。
But they said after the more they came.She would pray for an hour, but after so many came, she said, I can no longer pray an hour. I've got to pray too.
那她以前呢，孩子还比较少的时候，她说我一天一定要有一个小时跟主说话，为向他祷告。她说，当孩子越来越多之后呢，你猜是什么答案？我应该要祷告两个小时，因为孩子好多了啊。
And history tells us how she did it.
那她怎么做呢？
Did she go away from them and leave them?
她不是把孩子丢下说我要祷告了就离开孩子，不是这样的。
No,
不是的。
She had her apron. Now we used to wear aprons. I don't know if they do anymore or not.
以前我们知道都会穿一个围裙哈，就做饭啊做事情不要弄脏衣服的围裙。
But aprons was like a little an extra garment that you put on the front of you and tied on so that you wouldn't get things messed up.Yourself messed up.
这个围裙是从前面看是一个很长的，从前面两个都一样哈，但是呢，它是长的，让你避免弄脏。
So they say that what she did, she would cover her head, and she would tell the children, when Mama covers her head, she's praying. You mustn't bother her.
那她怎么祷告呢？当她要祷告的时候，她就把这个围裙。从下面一撩撩他的头上盖起来交代孩子说当妈妈这样做的时候记得我在跟天父说话我在祷告不要吵我。
So we see that there were like her, Mrs. Wesley, she raised two of the greatest sons
for the church. 有两个是影响历史的两个。
She was a godly woman.
信仰的这样的两个儿子。那为什么呢因为妈妈是一个很虔诚的人。
But this was her secret.
那这是她养孩子当中的一个很重要的秘诀。
When Jesus heard these things, he said to her, you shall still lack one thing. Come follow me, is what he told one man.
Okay.那我们记得耶稣跟一个年轻人啊，年轻的副官啊，这是那个圣经上的一个主题的那个题目叫年轻的副官啊。那他跟他说，他跟他说呢，你什么都有了，但是只有缺少一件事。
It's not enough.
不可少的只有一件事。
It's not enough to know about Jesus. It's what we do by following him.
那我们如何真的认识耶稣呢？就是要跟着他，跟随他。
Now, when you follow somebody, do they get about a mile ahead of you and you start following them?
什么叫做跟随一个人呢？你让他跟你离很远吗？
Do you get tired when you're following them and just sit down and let them go on?
如果你看到这个你跟的人已经走很远了，你就坐在那边休息一下，歇一口气吗？让他走开吗？
So when you follow someone, you're right behind them.
所以当你说
They're not that far from you.
你跟随他的时候，你不能离他太远，要看到他在哪里跟着他。
So we recognize that Jesus wants from us not only the fact that we give our life to him. He said, now follow me. You go in my steps. You know me. You be close to me.
耶稣的呼召是这样子的。好，你接受我了。好。你相信我的名啊，接下来要跟随我，而且呢是靠近的，紧紧的跟随我。
Paul said this.
我走怎么样，你就要走怎么，就等于说是跟他的脚中心。
Brothers, I do not count myself to apprehend or to have gotten, but one thing I do, forget those things which are behind and reach forward to those things which are ahead.
好，我们刚才哈，我稍微把它做一点点再提那个一下哈。刚才从不可少的只有一件，到说你还缺少一件。那么现在对保罗啊的一个表白是一样的意思，他怎么讲呢？他说呢，我不以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事。
What is he reaching for?
那忘记背后努力面前，他到底在努力面前什么？他想要往哪里跑呢
？He said, "I press toward the goal for the prize."
向着标杆直跑，而且前面有奖赏。
Of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这个奖赏是从耶稣基督来，从上面照我的奖赏。
You see, we have to recognize in our heart that we are obligated to follow Jesus, for it's the only way that we can make it to that wonderful goal that He has given to us.
我们从相信开始，要达到我们的终点的目标呢，一定就是一定要跟着主走。
You see, the one thing needed.Evidently, is that which Mary chose.
那我们来看一下玛利亚选择的是什么呢？因为她耶稣说她选择了上好的福分。
He said that good part that she chose.
她选的是好的。
That part that could not be taken away from her.
而且对马大的表达说，这个是不可少的，就这一件你一定要有。
You see, with Mary, what Martha was holding on to was something that would be gone as soon as he left the door. All that she had done.Was finished and over.
马大所准备的这些很必要，但是呢，当耶稣带着门徒离开之后，一切就结束了。
So very clearly, this was to sit at Jesus' feet and hear His words.
所以呢，什么叫不能夺去、不会过去呢？就是在他的脚前倾听他的话。
You know, this doesn't mean coming to church on Sunday.
不是说每次你都到教会来才听神的话。
This doesn't mean.Just going to women's meeting or just having a prayer meeting.
也不是只有在祷告会或我们的妇女聚会或在礼拜天聚会才在听神的话。
To sit at the feet of Jesus is a position that we do daily.
这种坐在耶稣脚前听他的话，这是一个每一天我们都该有的姿势。
You see, when we sit at his feet, we're implying there's a readiness to accept and obey.What Jesus teaches.
当我们坐下来脚前听的时候，就意思是说我要注意听，然后呢，我准备要按着你的话去做了。
If I didn't want any part of it, and I didn't want to obey, I'm not going to sit there and listen.
如果我是那个没有很想说很专注的话，那我可能坐不住。
You know,
我不想听。
Sitting at the feet of Jesus implies that we have a submission.To Jesus.
当你说你坐在耶稣脚前听的时候，它意味着是说我就是要听他的话，要去做他的话。
The rebellion in us is over. We've submitted to him.
那我们以前自己的一些想法或我里面有那种叛逆的各方面呢，都已经结束了。我现在就是要听耶稣的，做他要我做的。
You see, to sit at the feet of Jesus implies faith.And who Jesus is.
所谓的坐在耶稣脚前听他的话，意思是说呢，我们有这种信心，对他是有信任的。
If he wasn't real, if he didn't do what he says he does, we wouldn't want to do. We don't want to sit at the feet of an impostor. We're sitting at the feet of the Son of God.
我们坐在神的儿子耶稣脚前，是因为我们信服他所说的，而且他自己。就把这个道表现出来，说我们很愿意顺服的在他面前听这个话。
So as we sit at his feet, it means we have faith in him.
意思是说，我真的是信任他讲的话。
To sit at the feet of Jesus implies discipleship.
所谓的坐在耶稣脚前听他的话，意思是说，我是他的门徒，我在为让我自己跟他一起做门徒训练。
I imagine many, many times when Jesus was.Teaching the disciples, they were sitting down on the ground, listening to him.
以前我可以想象说，当他们在听耶稣讲道的时候，很多人是坐在草地上或者这个石头地上在听他讲话的。
They were his disciples.
因为他们就是门徒。
They were his students. They were the ones that wanted to follow him.
他们是在跟随他的人。
And I think greatly to sit at the feet of Jesus to imply.That you love them.
当我们说我坐在主脚前听他的话，这里面意味着我很爱他。
You know, when you don't really love Jesus,
如果你不是真的那么爱他,
it becomes a chore to do things for him.
那就好像这个工具只在帮他做事而已。
To read his word.
比如说你也读圣经。
To pray.
你也祷告。
To want to do anything for him.
你也说我要帮他做很多事情。
Now I know all of you know some semblance of love.
那我知道，当然这些也表达说我们有爱他。
So if you have found love in your husband.
那比如说你跟你的丈夫之间你有爱的时候。
But a lot of you have found love in your children.
但是呢，你发现后来呢，好像对孩子的爱比丈夫更多。
When they were little.How they would cling to you, how they would need you, and the love you would feel.
那那种爱是很自然的发展出来的。从小你抱他、喂他、带他，到越来越长大，你们就连接在一起，那种爱是不一样的。
That's why many people really don't keep close to the Lord.
那这个从这个比例来这个比喻来讲的话，你就看到说为什么很多人他们跟主的关系是一种疏离的。
The true love for Jesus is getting less and less, cooler and cooler.
因为呢、啊、刚才用跟丈夫跟孩子的这个爱的关系哈，就做一个比喻哈。那他说呢，好像跟主的关系也是这样，慢慢慢慢就把他好像疏离，就把他分开了。
The Apostle John, when he saw the great revelation, and was writing it down, he talked about one church like this.
那这个约翰看到这个启示录的这个意象的时候，其中对一个教会耶稣的讲话是这样的。
He said the Laodicean church was neither hot nor cold.
那我们知道其中有个教会呢，就是。
He said they were just lukewarm.
那好像不冷不热。
And he said I just spit them out my mouth.
老底嘉教会哈，他说让我放在嘴里面都很难过，他们想把它吐出去呢。
You see, when you're hot, you're on fire for God.
那如果你是热的，你就是一种热情在那里，你真的是为主发热心。
When you're cold, you pretty much know that you're not a part of it.
那如果是冷的话，你才不会去做什么。
But when you're trying to keep enough of the warmth to make you a little warm and you become lukewarm, God isn't satisfied.
所以不冷不热，等于说呢，很不舒服，很不满足，让这个吃的人、喝的人很不满足。
Now, if we would be strong for service, in the strength that's provided directly, distracting and unrest, we must know that is defined amidst all the duties of life to sit at the feet of Jesus. In other words, this person was saying, if we would be strong for service. Now, we know that serving God has many, many, areas, and each one of us,God may give us an area that he wants us to be serving him. But if we get distracted and unrest gets in us and we get distracted by other things, we really cannot do that service as the Holy Spirit would want us. We have to be sitting at the feet of Jesus to have that fire in us rekindled.Have that love, that dedication rekindled.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Before you do the things, or all the time you do the things?
You see,
等一下哈，我刚才听他讲那一段，他在提到说那个一个以前的一个神学家讲的一段话，那么他在解释说呢，如果我们要为主做事情，那当然主有很多事需要我们去做。那如果这个呢，我们没有在主的脚前跟他的这种关系的话，那这一些等于说就不叫做服侍主了。那我要问他一个问题，说那所谓的坐在主脚前是坐之前，还是说整个阶段都是坐在主脚前？哈，这个是一个有一点他的一个预表的意义。那我问他一下，他回答。
You know, when you find out, oh, it, you have a love or desire to do something for the Lord.It seems like he gives us that love. And the more we do it and in him and loving him and serving him with that love, but sometimes we choose things ourselves to do.
Okay.
And in,
just please. 他说是这样子的，我们都刚开始说要服侍主都是出于爱主，这个没有错。但是呢，慢慢你会发现呢，你做一些事你自己很享受很想要做的。
And at first we have lots of enthusiasm about it.
一开始很大的热心。
But little by little it gets less and less and less till we don't want to do it.
You mean the business, the things?
The work. We're doing for the Lord.
Okay.
Yes.
For the Lord or for the work?
The Lord.
Okay, but still enjoy the work, they mean?
No.
No?
Okay. I'm saying if sometimes when a person decides, oh, I want to do this mm-hmm. for the Lord, mm-hmm. and they start off. Mm-hmm. But many times it gets less and less until they get to the place they don't want to do it anymore.
Okay, to the work, right?
To the work. Let's,
okay, 好。第一个，他说呢，有一种情况就是我们刚开始无比的热情，我为主做。那慢慢的，这个事情好像越来就越冷淡下来。
You know, many times as a pastor, you know the Lord's called you.
那特别是传道人的话。都很清楚神的呼召。
But in taking care of a church, there can be many, many discouraging things come.
但是你要照顾一个教会，牧养一个教会，不是只有说我就讲道哈，或者我教导或这样哈，有很多事务性的事情，这个牧者还是要操心。
But one of the most discouraging things is when you see no one coming to the Lord, nothing really being done in the work that you're doing.
Okay, 他说呢。你刚开始你得到呼召要做这个服事，是因为你想要人家得救。那后来慢慢你发现说，哎，效果不彰，好像得救的人也不多。那你慢慢你就会灰心。
That becomes a decision point for that pastor.
那么接下来他要做一个决定。
I'm not doing anything, so I might as well go and do something else.
既然我做这个
leaving the church and go do something else.
既然做这个效果不好的话，那我就去做我其他我能做的事情。
Or you can recognize this. I haven't been keeping close enough to the Lord.
那这个是什么原因呢？因为他本来是要为主做的嘛，好，那为什么后来会灰心？是因为事情的效果而灰心。所以呢，他跟主的关系被那个他的动机，他跟他有距离了。
There was a pastor that I heard of many years ago that I knew was a very outstanding pastor.
好几年以前有一个很有名的牧者。
And he decided that he was going to, or the church did, that they wanted to build a church.
那他们就大家决定说，这个教会决定说，我们要建一个教堂。
And the people themselves were going to build it.
而且自己来建。
At least they were going to help the builder.
那他们要组成一个团队来。帮助这个建筑者。
And of course, being the leader, the pastor, he felt like he had to be there working and right with the people, working and keeping up this thing.
那牧师通常有这种心哈，我不能做局外人，我一定要参与。
And weeks and months started to go by.
那这样子过几个月过去了。
And then the pastor suddenly realized he was completely empty and dry.
然后这个牧者就这个传道人就发现说，我里面好像掏空了。
Jesus was nowhere.
好像耶稣已经不在我里面了。
And so immediately realized what had happened.
所以他就意识到这个事情。
He hadn't taken time for the word of God to get into it.
他都没有好好的跟主靠近，或者是祷告。
And probably many days he missed it because he had to do this.
好像去吸收他的话语，然后呢？就因为这个事情变成一个首要的事，这个建筑的事情，就后来就把这个最重要的就慢慢就冷淡了。
He got weaker and weaker until he couldn't touch the Lord.
以至于他就越来越软弱 ，cannot touch one,
can't touch the Father.
那到一个地步呢，他觉得他好像触摸不到神。
And get back to his prayer.
后来他就需要求神他知道原因，所以他求神，他就等于说悔改一样哈，饶恕他再一次回到。
He didn't do anything wrong.
他没有做错事情。
Actually, he was building the church for the Lord.
事实上，他在帮忙建主的殿。
But you see, there are things that mean more to the Lord than building a church or what we're doing. It's our fellowship and being with Him.
但是
that makes the difference.
针对主跟主的事，我们要知道主是首要的啊，主的事不是说次要。但是它是一个结果，所以我们不能忽略了这个前面那个跟主的关系，而去做很多主的事。
But now let's see what Mary tells us there, that Mary had chosen the good part.
那耶稣对玛利亚说呢，他选择了上好的福分。
And the reward was it couldn't be taken from her.
而且还加了一句说。是不能夺去的。
What she learned that day at the feet of Jesus fed her soul. and helped her to be and work and love him more.
他先吸收了主耶稣他所讲的这个神的话语之后呢，他会越来越爱他。
But the scripture said Mary had chosen the good part.
那他选了上好的福分。
This doesn't automatically happen to us.
啊，不要以为一下就可以做这种选择。
We have to make a choice.
我们总是在做选择，常常在做选择。
We have to choose to keep our devotions clear with God.
等于说呢，要选择上好的福分，不是偶然发生的事情，不是一个热情上发，是一个你平常跟主的关系就是那么的靠近，才有办法做这种选择。
You see, Mary's good part was simply a devotion to Jesus, loving him by listening to his words. This is what she had chosen.
这个玛利亚她所选择的这个呢，就是完全针对焦点放在耶稣的身上，跟他在一起听他的话。
Do not think that to sit at Jesus' feet is a very small, unmeaningful thing.
那有时候哈，我们会想说，在主的脚前听他讲一些话，这个只不过是一个一般的事情，有什么那么严重呢？
Now, what do we mean by sitting at Jesus' feet?
那什么叫做在他的脚前呢？
Of course, in Mary's time, he was there, right before her.
意思是说， he was a person. 跟他在一起。
He was God, but he was in human form.
而且呢，跟他在一起的这个主呢，是神的儿子，神的儿子跟你跟我在一起。
But it's not the same for us today.
那今天的情况不一样。
Sitting at Jesus' feet is like I said, knowing that you love him and you have faith in him and confidence and recognizing that only sitting at Jesus' feet will we get the spiritual strength that we need to go on to face life.
意思是说今天在今天来讲的话，应用在今天的话，当然他我们看不到耶稣这个人，他当时在世上，现在没有了。那我们的意思是说，我们要他的话语上面，对于耶稣，我们所信的，所爱的耶稣，我们要去听，然后呢，我们才能够去为他做事，才有这样的热情。
It means peace.
那意思是说呢，你心里面会有平安。
But when we submit to Jesus, we find peace through his precious blood.
那当你靠近主的时候，你一定会有平安，因为有耶稣的宝血对我们的功效。
Peace even in the storm.
那即使是这种风暴的时候，你如果在耶稣的旁边还是有平安。
Now, I could tell you about Jesus during the storm when he said, peace be still, but his disciples were so excited they thought they were going to die. But Jesus was at peace.
记得吗？当那个门徒跟耶稣在船上碰到风暴的时候，然后门徒以为都要死了哈，但是呢，耶稣说，耶稣就斥责了风浪，然后就平静了。
So you say, but that was Jesus.
你说那个时候耶稣在那里啊？
Of course he'd be at peace.
那当然耶稣在那里，当然我们就平静了。
But let me tell you about another boat.
那我跟你讲另外一艘船的事情。
This was a little bit over 100 years ago.
那就在耶稣他升天之后，大概不到100年。
I knew this lady's family. I loved them.
Okay, I'm sorry. A hundred years ago.
Yes,
you mean the story about now.
The story, yes,
okay,
100 years.
对不起，我以为他要讲保罗的那个船。
Okay, let me say.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, now, 在一百多年前，他知道有一个故事。
It was a family in Cayman's Island.
在 Cayman 这个岛上，他那个不是一百多年，他当牧师是在以前他在那里当牧师的时候。
This was the grandmother of some of those that I knew.
那这个故事是发生在他的会友里面的。一个奶奶身上发生过的事情。
Now there is a smaller island from Grand Cayman.
那在这个 Cayman 这个岛呢，它是很小的一个岛。
It belonged to Honduras.
那它是洪都拉斯的一个岛。
But it was a base for America, had a base there for their navy. It was just a tiny little island.
那么小的一个小岛也有美国的海军的一个基地在那里。
Now they would get workers that would come and cook or to come and do things for them from Cayman, so they would have to go by boat to this island.
哦，他在讲是另外一个哈 ，Cayman 的另外旁边那个小岛呢，那他们这个小岛就要从这个 Cayman 这个岛呢，妈咪是在 Cayman 误会哈，找人雇人去那边帮他们做饭。
They said that on their way home one time, there came a terrible storm.
From this island to Cayman. Okay, 好，那么有一次呢，这个他这这这个岛叫做 Great Cayman 哈，那么这个这个小岛呢，我想问他说到底从哪里回到哪里？他
是从那个小岛上回，就是那些从 Cayman 在那工作的人，在那小岛上工作的人回去的路上，是他的会友。
他后来说他自己说后来他也不清楚，我再问他说。
对
，OK，好，没关系，反正就在这个 Cayman 岛跟这个小岛当中呢。有一段路程要回去的时候
Now the wife of the captain was with him and his family, her family.
OK, 这个有一艘船要这样子航行回去然后这个船长也船长的太太也在
And they all, and she would have a rocking chair aboard and they had laced it down and fixed it down very good so that she could sit there and rock while they went across.
那这个船长的太太呢有一个特别座就是可以摇的那种摇椅而且是很坚就是把它弄在船上弄得很坚固的。
So they were going, suddenly the storm hit, or the,
突然间
they got the storm. It
起了风暴。
Really、rough. Oh, it was rough.
他们说很大的
风暴。They were fearful.
而且让人很害怕。
All but the mother.
但是呢这个妈妈呢就是刚才我们讲那个奶奶。
She's sitting on that rocking chair.Just rocking as if there wasn't a storm at all.
大家都很惊吓的时候，就是有那个奶奶呢，坐在这个可以摇的这个椅子上，一直摇。
Was she crazy? No, she wasn't.
她是不是有点精神不正常呢
？She's a woman that trusted the Lord.
不是的，她是那个
a woman that was close enough to him.
靠近主，有主在她心里面的这样的一个基督徒。
That she knew if they went down in the storm, she would go home to heaven.
那如果即使这个船翻了，他就回家回天家。
I believe that's what was in her heart.
我相信在这个奶奶心里面就是这样想的。
So you see, God has people. I had an aunt that was like that.
我有一个姨妈也是这样。
Her faith was so deep, and her devotion was so real to God that it most everything, anything. I think only one time did they say that she ever got a little stirred up over something. But most of the time, she.She just was an easygoing person who trusted the Lord.
我这姨妈就是这样，好像我只有见过一件事情搅扰她，其他的话她就是那么的平静。
See, sometimes you don't have peace because you're not close enough to the peacemaker.
当你说你心里面没有平安的时候，事实上你是心里面没有那个为平安做主的主在你的里面。
You've allowed yourself to
be平安，没有做
主。You've allowed yourself to be distracted.
因为呢，你分心了，你被搅扰了。
And when we get distracted, fear comes.
那你一被搅扰了，你这个惧怕就来了。
But those that are used to sitting at the feet of Jesus has a deep confidence and a deep peace in their life.
所以，当一个跟主靠近，就像我们讲的耶稣，那玛利亚坐在主的脚前听他的话的这样的关系的时候呢，那么。你是不容易被搅扰的，就是你一定常常会有这个不能夺去的平安。
Those that sitting at the feet of Jesus also means holiness in their life.
那这个坐在主脚前这个人呢，他也是有圣洁的，就是他有一个圣洁生命的人。
They're not learning about the sins of the world.
因为他们想学的就是圣洁的主的教导，
no.
所以他们就很少吸收这些外面。
They allow to be themselves to be instructed in things that are lovely and of good repute.
不会被世界上那些大家认为好的，或者是名啊、获利这些的来污染它。
I'll tell you the truth. I have stopped listening to any kind of news.
Now,
yes.
那我告诉你哈，现在我已经停止听任何的新闻了。
You hear all about this corona. Oh, you hear one side, the other side, and three other sides.
光是这个病毒的事情哈。不是只有两方，是三方、四方都有的消息。
Hear about the riots and all. This is all that the news is.
所以呢，你可以他讲的，我想大家都知道哈。
And you know,
多方的消息。
It can steal your peace.
那个会怎么样？会偷窃了你的平安。
It can bring fear to your heart.
让带来给你惧怕。
It gets us away from our trusting in God.
然后你对主耶稣的那个信靠呢？可能就要受到考验。
So I decided I had enough of it.
所以我说够了。
Because I want to be instructed in the things of God.
因为我不要任何的事情来分我的心，我要焦点放在耶稣的身上。
It really means strength to us too.
那如果你坐在主前的意思是说呢，你会有力量。
Because we feed on the living God.
因为呢，你在那里吃进神的话语的里面的营养的话，那你当然有力量。
We feed on His word.
那你把他的话吃进去。
And so that gives us an inner strength.
所以你里面就有一种力量。
Some of us need spiritual vitamins.
那很多人很需要这种属灵的维他命。
We don't live close enough.
营养素哈，我们都没有跟他在一起的话，我们就缺少营养素。
To give us the strength that we need.
因为呢，跟他在一起呢，他那个能力就会在你的心里面跟你在一起。
We begin to feel like we like to pull our hair out. That we can't do this. That we can't stand this anymore.
什么叫做没有力量呢？
We can't face this anymore.
你会常常告诉自己我不行，我没办法了，承受不起了，没办法了。
That's because you're a spiritual anemic.
因为你的灵属灵里面呢有一种。
Just like we do in our blood, I'm anemic right now.
就像我现在的这个白血球。
At least in my white corpuscles, I am anemic. I'm down to just two.
因为我的致癌的关系呢，我需要。就变成降低了我的白血球，就有点像属灵的这种白血病。
And I want to tell you, 贫血症 ，very very weak.
什么？
贫血症，贫血症。
哦，贫血 ，OK.
And it makes me very weak.
那这样的话，我因为贫血，所以我就很软弱。
I have to wake up in the morning and say, "Oh Lord, give me strength for this day."
那我常常。跟主说今天要给我力量。他现在不是只有贫血啊，主要是白血球。
You know, for a good part of this of my sickness with this cancer, for about I think at least 11 months, I never felt that pain.
你知道吗？从我查出来有骨癌的时候到大概11个月当中吃药当中呢，还没有感觉这种软弱、这种脆弱。
People would say, "Well, where aren't your bones hurting? Aren't you having a lot of pain?" I said, "No."
大家都很关注哈，你难道不是很痛吗？你不是很软弱吗？我说没有啊。
And seemingly my blood was enough that it was keeping me.
那原来那段时间我的血液是还可以维持一个正常状态。
Four months ago.
但是在大概4个月前
，I could tell something was happening.
我可以感觉到我已经身体有变化了。
I was getting weak.
我开始觉得很脆弱。
And I went to the doctor and they saw that my blood had gone down just to 2.
所以医生告诉我说我从
4点多、3点多
降到2点多哈，他那个指数哈，就是连那个他的免疫系统也降到很低。
And I can tell you there's a difference.
所以你可以知道说你的身体里面是不一样的。
Sometimes it's in our breathing.
那有时候连呼吸都有问题。
Sometimes it's just that we feel so weak in our body.
有时候你整个身体都非常的软弱。
So I want you to know, physically, when we don't have and are not up par, and our blood isn't rich, we have trouble.
刚才是提到说我们有属灵的这个贫血哈，那当你的身体贫血的时候，或者是他的白血球过低的时候，这些呢都会让他感受到这个身体的脆弱软弱。那何况是我们的属灵
？And it's the same with our our spiritual life.
那对我们的属灵生命是一样的。
If we don't sit at the feet of Jesus,
如果你不靠近主来在他的主前听他的话的话
feed upon him,
脚前听他的话
and on his word,
你必须要在他的话语上面
and let that word strengthen us,
让他能够进去你的里面，让你有力量。
It also means wisdom. He can give us wisdom.
当你坐在主的脚前听他的话，意思说你会有智慧。
He said, "If you lack wisdom, call upon me."
所以呢，雅各书说呢，如果你缺乏智慧，你来跟神求。
But if you're not keeping close to him,
那如果你不跟他靠在一起
，Sometimes you don't even think of calling.
你从来没有想过说，哎，我这个怎么办的时候，想要去问神，从来。
You really need to be able to reach out and touch.
那我们需要靠近他，去好像去抓住他一样。
And then there's the zeal of the Lord. He gives us zeal.
那当你靠近主，你会有一种热情。
You say, "What do you mean by sitting at the feet of Jesus?"
到底什么叫做坐在主的脚前呢
？I mean, you take time.
你用时间。
You take the Word of God.
用去思考神的话语。
And not distracted by everything around.
好，这个很重要哈，不要分心。
Begin to feast on it.
当你在念主的话、想主的话的时候，不要分心。
Talk to him.
跟他对说。
you know, how can you keep friendship if you don't talk to someone?
如果你要跟主维持一个这种个别的关系，你一定要跟他说话。
If you didn't talk to somebody, your love, it would seem like that love might get just stuck.
你说你爱哪一个人，然后你都不跟他说话，这个是不实际的哈。就是你要跟他对话，你要跟他说你心里的话。
Now let me tell you, there are some people like Mary.Who know and serve and sit at the feet of Jesus.
像玛利亚这样的一个人呢，他就是知道怎么样很专心的坐在主的脚前，细说他的话。
But there are other people like Martha.
那像马大的话
，those who diligent and with the best intention serving the Lord.
他是很有才干的，他是尽其所能的去服侍这个要来的主。
Focusing, worshiping.Fellowshipping and loving,
但是问题是他的专注点应该有的焦点已经没有对焦了。等于说呢，他本来是要讨主的喜悦，本来是要崇拜他，本来是要听他的这一点方面，他就忽略了。
When you read your Bible,
当你念圣经的时候
，read it carefully so you can understand what does this mean, Lord. The Holy Spirit has a way of speaking to our hearts.
不要太轻易或太随便。念了就去思考，不是思考知识哈，思考到底主啊，你要对我说的是什么意思
？I find it wonderful, truly wonderful, to be able to talk to Him during the day, not just when I have my prayer time, but to be able to lift up my heart to Him.
啊，其实这个就回答我刚才问他的问题，说这个在主的脚前是在做事之前还是之后还是什么？他的意思说我平常在白天里面就常常不但读他的话，还跟他对话，来跟他说话。
Remember, it's a choice. You have to choose.
等于是有一个单独的时间，安静的时间，专注的时间，而且呢，你要去选择。
And when you don't choose, you lose so many benefits.
如果你不选择这个上好的福分，你会失掉很多福利。
Empty Christian.
然后成为一个空虚的一个基督徒的心。
That finds no joy, no happiness, no love.
什么叫做空虚的就是心呢？没有喜乐了，平安也没有了。好，我们一起祷告。
Father dear, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的话语。
You're constantly trying to tell us how to get to heaven.
你总是持续的在劝勉我们怎么样可以走回天
上去。Lord, I pray that there'll be at least one who will make up their mind that they're going to take time to be with you.
我求你让我们当中至少有一个。我们的弟兄或姐妹
Give them that deep desire,
做这种选择
for the benefits are so wonderful.
要专注在你的话语上面让他
得着这个部分 that you will keep it.
求主你保守我们
keep it in their heart.
让我们的心
we pray in Jesus'
能够选择最好的福分我们奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Mommy, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
The thing like a.
然后你顺便翻译哈，我要进去了。
哦，好。The thing you just mentioned, you said sometime our love cool down. You know, I think you said the Lord asks us to do something with zeal, and there is something like it's from us. You know, initiate from us, from we want to do something, but not from the Lord. So do you mean that way? If it's from you, not from God, and it's easier for you to how to say.
Sometimes we see things. Sometimes we see things that we think, oh, I would like to get into that,、mm-hmm. you know? And actually, it's a desire of your own. And so you do get into it. And for a while, you may enjoy it.、Mm-hmm. But after a while, it seems to lose its charm. And we,、mm-hmm. like to, well, we feel like maybe this isn't what God wants. But when God tells us and we get into it, even though we may get weary,We may get, but as we keep close to him, he will keep us energized in the sense that we know that this is what God wants and he blesses us through it. So we can, in the flesh, decide to do something for the Lord. And it may be good and nice, but the way we do it sometimes, isn't beneficial to us、okay. or to others.
Yeah. Let me finish this one translating, then I will ask one more.他就是说我问妈咪因为他刚才讲到里边他说如果要是有的时候是我们自己有热心要为神做一些事情有些是神放在我们心里的负担那我问这两个有什么不同妈咪说有的时候
刘磊你先解释你的问题好吗你没有解释你的问题、
啊、我没有我在翻译我有在我解释了
OK what's the other
然后呢，他就妈咪就说，那个是如果是出于自己的，有的时候就是刚开始好像很让你很有冲力啊，过一阵可能就没有这个力量了。但是出于神的里边会有神会，就是说，会 keep you， 就是让你一直就是有这种热情。But mommy, I have a question. Even it's from God, so if you are not stay close to God, not set on His feet, you can become dry and empty. Is that what you mean?我的意思就是说，就算是出于神的感动，神的呼召去做一件事情，但是如果你不长期坐在主的脚前，你也会变得很枯干空虚，是不是这样？
I'm sorry.
I said you said.
I'm sorry. What is it that
you just mentioned? You said this is a work is from God, not from yourself. Is God calling you to do something? He will keep you energized. He will give you the strength. But my question is.If you don't like to sit before at the foot of Jesus for long, if you do this run on your own strength, you will become empty.
That's right.
So even if from God, you still have to sit on his...
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I want to...
That's right. That's positive. Listen, just because he calls it, like I was telling you about that preacher, there are preachers that have given up the pulpit. They don't want to preach anymore because it's so hard.But you see, if they would choose again to go back and renew their fellowship with the Lord, they would, no doubt, go on.
Okay, so it's possible, like for some people, they are called by God because they didn't keep the fellowship, they can give in or just give up, right? You can quit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need to keep up our fellowship, dear.
Okay.
We have
so that's
to. Whether, no matter who. It's like I said, like we take our vitamins.Whether we take it in our food or in pills, we need to have those vitamins to keep going in the body. We need that same thing in our spirit, that the Spirit of God is moving. Jesus is working in our lives. The Holy Spirit is working in our life. We need that as much as we need food for our mouth.
Yeah, 妈咪就是说，
我可以补充一点吗？哦、oh, ，I'm sorry。
哦，我先翻完。妈咪的意思就是说，就算是你所做的事是出于神呼召的，比如说像传道人被神呼召，但是最重要的就是你也很需要跟神有这种联谊，坐在主耶稣脚前，跟他有个亲密的关系，不然的话就是说有的时候就坚持不下去了。妈咪说，这个重要性就像我们的食物跟我们的维他命，不管是。我们是吃食物，从食物中得到维他命，或者是吃那种补充物，我们的身体需要这个。我们跟神的关系呢，我理解的可能就是说，就
okay, Dorothy,
需要那种属灵上的维他命。Yeah. So, 师母，我完饭了。
我做一个稍微小结论哈，两个问题思考一下，我为什么做？我这个动机是为什么做？第二个。我靠什么做？我想妈咪整个的信息的重点就在这里。我为什么做？还有我到底靠什么做？好 ，OK，
好，那就